KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 71 degrees. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today, a high around 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston arrested an East Central Iowa woman on a theft charge last night. 44-year-old Joni Kibbe of Grinnell was arrested at the Creston Walmart store for theft in the fifth degree. Kibbe was cited for the alleged offense and released from the scene on a summons to appear in court. And the Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 31-year-old Nicholas Lee Steinhoff of Shenandoah was arrested Saturday in Shenandoah. Steinhoff was taken into custody following an investigation into sex offender registry violations. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Thursday arrested 19-year-old Courtney James Cordell Nelson of Clarinda following a traffic stop north of Clarinda. Authorities on Monday said that Nelson was arrested last week for possession of a controlled substance and driving under suspension. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a little more than $1,566 bond pending further court proceedings. A 17-year-old juvenile female with Nelson was picked up on a court order and transported to the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday also said that there were two accidents that took place over the past week. On July 3rd, authorities were notified of a motor vehicle accident on Highway 48 near Avenue A, just north of the Shenandoah city limits. An investigation determined 35-year-old Nathan Daniel Benow of Shenandoah was driving a 2019 Ford F-150 pickup southbound on Highway 48 and was unable to negotiate the curve near A Avenue. The vehicle struck a sign, a culvert, and a waterline marker before finally coming to rest. Benow was transported to the Shelby County Medical Center with undisclosed injuries and later released. During an investigation, Benow was arrested for OWI first offense. He was transported to the Page County Jail on $1,000 bond, where he was held pending further court proceedings. Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Shenandoah Police Department, Shenandoah Ambulance Service, and Shenandoah Fire Department. On July 2nd, the Page County Sheriff's Office was notified of a single vehicle motor vehicle accident in the 2400 block of T Avenue, or about 2 miles southeast of Clarinda. Officials say 32-year-old Travis Lee McLernan of Clarinda was driving a 1999 Chevy Suburban northbound on T Avenue when he lost control of the vehicle. The Chevy went off the road into the west ditch where it struck a power pole owned by MidAmerican Energy. The pole broke and the vehicle came to rest on a fence owned by Ken Thorson of Clarinda. McLernan was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by a private vehicle for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Damage from the incident amounted to $10,500. McLernan was cited for failure to maintain control of his vehicle. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County on Monday released a backlogged report on arrests and incidents that dated back to June 25th. Among the reports was around 2:24 a.m. on Sunday, 40-year-old Bradley Shea Eaton of Boonville, Mississippi, was arrested following a report of a possible burglary and criminal mischief in progress at the Arrowhead campground. A deputy met with the victims and took a report. Authorities say four tires were slashed on a GMC Yukon. Witnesses said the suspect, who was identified as Eaton, allegedly tried to enter a camper through the bunkhouse emergency exit window. A record search indicated that Eaton was wanted. He was taken into custody for burglary in the second degree, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and on a warrant for being a fugitive from justice, interference with official acts, and felony theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,300. Also, Saturday evening, 27-year-old Dylan Russell of Atlantic was arrested for driving while barred habitual offender after a Pottawatomie County deputy stopped to offer assistance to him after his vehicle was on the side of the road. Bond was set at $2,000. On June 25th, 58-year-old Clayton Schmidt of Atlantic was arrested following a traffic stop near Walnut. Schmidt was being held in the Pott County Jail on a felony charge of intent for manufacture of delivery of methamphetamine over 5 grams and less than 5 kilograms, along with possession of a controlled substance, second or subsequent offense, with enhanced penalties. Now you can read more about those and other arrests in Pottawatomie County in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Awards totaling nearly $22 million were announced yesterday for historic preservation projects across the state, including conversion of a Red Oak school building into a low-to-moderate-income housing. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, registered 15 projects to receive state historic preservation tax credits for the May 2020 registration period. IEDA received 23 applications and they're requesting $33 million in tax credits. for this current registration round. About $22 million was available for a reward, or award, I should say. Projects are scored based on readiness, financing, local support, and participation. In Red Oak, Red Oak Partners LLC requested and were awarded nearly $1.36 million in grant funds. Other Western Iowa projects receiving grant awards included the Motor Mart and Montgomery Ward Building, both in Sioux City. Those structures will be converted for mixed use and development. J Development Company LLC was awarded the more than $5.4 million for the combined projects. The Historic Preservation Tax Credit Program provides a state income tax credit to projects for rehabilitation of historic buildings. The program is designed to promote the retention of unique, character-defining buildings and building features that contribute to a community and neighborhood. Rehabilitation must meet the Federal Secretary of Interior standards, and the Historic Preservation Tax Credit Program is administered by the Iowa Economic Development Authority in partnership with State Historic Preservation Office. Long-shuttered Sioux City Hotel will reopen in August, and reservations are already being taken for its luxury apartments. The Warrior Hotel and adjacent Davidson Building will be an autograph collection by Marriott Hotel with 148 rooms. Alex Cheerman with Restoration Iowa says demand is down for hotel rooms because of the pandemic, so only the 92-room Warrior side of the property will remain open initially.
We moved almost all of our teams over from the Davidson over to the Warrior. And because of that, Davidson will open about a month after the Warrior
will. The Warrior Hotel will open on August 27th. The people who want to rent one of the 22 luxury apartments in the Davidson building won't be able to move in until mid to late September. Sherman says that people have already been putting down deposits to secure apartments, but several remain. He says renters will be able to use all of the Warrior's amenities.
So you would have access to the pool and the fitness center and the sauna as well. You'd be able to just walk over without going outside and access the bowling alley, the bar, the restaurant, the salon.
And the 10-story downtown Warrior Hotel was built in 1930 and closed in 1976. It's been vacant ever since. Well, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports a project to replace a reinforced concrete box culvert on U.S. Highway 59 south of Denison in Crawford County will require closing the roadway to traffic beginning on Thursday, July 16th. That's a week from this coming Thursday. And that'll last until November 2020, weather permitting. The DOT's District 3 construction office says during the closure, motorists will be directed to around the work zone using U.S. Highway 30, Crawford County Road E59, and U.S. 59. Also in Western Iowa news, officials of the city of Spencer have fired an employee after the woman was accused of being a part of a racial incident last week. Corey Hargrove reports from Spencer.
An internal investigation was conducted after the city of Spencer received a complaint following the incident Wednesday evening at the Spencer Walmart that led to the employee being fired effective immediately as of last Thursday afternoon. According to a social media post about that incident, the employee reportedly made racial slurs and attempted to ram the victim's cart with a motorized scooter while both parties were waiting in a checkout line. That post goes on to say members of the Walmart staff were able to intervene and defuse the situation.
The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.